Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily. And it is the last review of the original. It is the finale, the Bloody Crown. And I'm sad. I don't know what I'm going to, I guess I'm going to have to have a new plan on Friday nights. I mean, I don't always watch it on Friday nights, but you know what I'm saying. You know.
Yeah.
Overall, I really love this episode. I saw some people had some mixed reviews about it, but I really liked it. They kind of wrapped everything up, and it wasn't like a super cliffhanger, which I'm very happy about, because I would not be able to survive until 2017 if it was like a super intense cliffhanger. But yeah, what were your overall thoughts about it?
I thought it was good. I feel like at one point, I don't know if it was what happened, if I like blacked out for 5 seconds, but I feel like the whole sacrifice and all that, it was kind of like a blink and you missed it almost. Like, I almost thought, like, wait, what happened? Because all of a sudden, just they were all waking up in that, like, hazy little alternate world. And then I was like, wait, what just happened? I just felt like it happened so subtly almost, in a way, that I almost missed it. But
it did.
In the end, I mean, I figured out what was going on and, you know.
Yeah, I had to go back and rewatch it. I was like, wait, what?
Roll with it.
Because I missed Freya writing on the paper, which was a little throwback Easter egg to season 3 when their mother had the same spell and she linked all the siblings together and they were trying to kill them all. Come such a long way.
Yeah.
But it was that same, like, blood family tree spell thing.
Yeah, I definitely missed that part.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to.
Yeah,
I was like,
oh,
what happened?
I don't know. They're all wearing white, and they're all in a garden. But yeah, I got really angry at Marcel. He's basically, like, I get why he's angry, but at the same time, he was annoying. He was just aggravating the crap out of me. I'm like, you need to get over yourself. And the whole, it just aggravated me a lot.
Yeah. Like, okay, let's just take it down a notch. You're a little too crazy pants right now. And that's the other thing, is I feel like maybe I just have a bad memory. Did they ever, so Marcel is still just chilling, like he's still this mega hybrid, whatever he is, and
yep.
They didn't resolve
nope.
The situation.
No.
So they were like, we're going to just like freeze everybody so that like until Freya can figure out a way to fix it. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Like, I feel like that kind of was almost like a cop-out. Just in a way,
okay.
Like, not that I wanted a life.
The reason they did that was because Vampire Diaries is 3 years ahead of them. So I think they're going to use this as an excuse to time jump 3 years into the future. Because
yeah.
During the crossover, they're like, oh,
yeah.
No one's seen Klaus in 3 years, blah, blah, blah.
I still don't understand how the Vampire Diaries did it.
It's just an excuse to do more crossovers. And I think it's stupid and unnecessary. Like, they're their own separate shows. Like, yeah, the crossovers are fun, but they always feel forced, kind of. And it just, it bothers me.
Yeah, I feel like it would be different if, like you said, the show wasn't, like, 3 years in. But I feel like, when The Flash and, like, Arrow and such do crossovers, it works better because it's, like, not weird for – it's not as weird because the shows are more closely linked in terms of, like, things that are going on. Like, the two different worlds are brought up in each other more often than, like, it's not like in the originals they're talking about Mystic Falls all the time. Like, they are
exactly.
completely, like, yeah, they kind of, like, have separated from each other.
Yeah, they don't mention the armory or anything, and, like, Klaus randomly knows about the Huntress name right now. Like, it just, I don't know. Like, if you're going to do crossovers, sprinkle some stuff in occasionally. A little more than what we've been getting, and then
you gotta
flow a little better.
Get up to it. You can't just be like, here's a crossover episode, and just like,
exactly.
And then go back to like as if the next, because then the next episode, whatever happened in the crossover, 9 times out of 10, has not really affected the plot going forward. It's kind of like a
right
pause in the plot.
Like the 2-hour one when Stefan came in New Orleans, and like. Literally, that did nothing. Like, it affected Stefan, but it did nothing.
Yeah, I remember like the episode after that. It was like a lot of stuff went down. The only reason I remember that a lot of stuff happened was because it was right before they decided they were gonna take like 3 weeks off, and my friend and I were down in Orlando, and we like watched shit in the hotel room. We were like, "What is going on?" and then we were mad. That there wasn't going to be another episode for, like, 3 weeks. But, yeah, I feel like I agree. The whole kind of, like, Freya's going to fix everything, and we're just going to give her the time to do it. Like, well, who's not Freya, but, you know,
Haley.
Haley is going to fix it. And we're all just going to be hanging out here in, like, this weird little fake limbo land.
What really, really, really pisses me off is it's not like this was some miracle cure that they just happened to find in a book or something. Freya knew about this, or you would think she would have known about it beforehand. And, oh, look, Cammy still died because she's not a Michelson. It's just true. They could have done the exact same thing to Cammy, and it would have been fine. I'm just saying. I'm still bitter about that. I don't know if it's obvious or not, but I am. And Davina, still not happy about that either. Anywho.
At this point, it's pretty much, I feel like it's pretty much certain, especially if they may or may not jump ahead in time. Like, yeah, they're never going to come back and revisit. Because, like, what's that going to mean? I just feel like if they do time jump, like, or is the show going, like, when it comes back in January or whenever it comes back, are they just going to, is it going to, like, completely disregard everything that's going on in New Orleans? And, like, the show is now going to take place, I assume it'll be once they're all, like, healed. Because that would be weird if they literally just spent, like, 5 episodes of Haley, like, wandering around trying to figure all these things out, and then it's like they're all just chilling with no
playing
ability.
Chess in the dream world.
And then Klaus is, you know, in agony with a knife getting run through his body continuously.
Poor Klaus.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't really know what they're going to do.
But what makes me sad is if they do time jump, they're going to have a new baby Hope, probably. And I freaking love those twins. They're the cutest little babies ever. And I'm just going to be sad if they replace them.
Yeah.
Like maybe she ages slowly.
Yeah, regardless, they're going to have to, eventually they're going to replace the kid. Because, like, the kid, they're going to go off and have, like, 3 months or however many months off of filming. And then by the time they come back, the kid's probably going to be, like, they're going to be older than they want them to be in the show. Or they're going to be not old enough.
Well, no, they won't be old enough, probably, I think.
Yeah, or if they were going to do, like, two episodes of, like, the in-between and then it jumps ahead, like, 3 months from now, they're going to be too big, like, probably. Because I feel like with TV shows and babies, like, they just, unless you're talking about Full House, they literally switch the babies out, like, every 6 months. Like, because they grow so fast when you're a baby, so they have to keep it, like, the same kind of within.
Well, it has been the same twins for all three seasons.
Yeah.
Well, all two.
Oh, that's surprising.
She was born at the end of season one. Yeah, no, it's been the same. Because they're so freaking adorable. And they have the eyes, and they're just, oh, beautiful kids. Anyways, sidetracked on that. probably one of my favorite scenes in this episode was Vincent dropping truth bombs all over Marcel's face. It was amazing. Like,
yes,
I was that. Like, I was literally just sitting there like, you tell him, Vincent. Like, yeah, you tell him. You tell Marcel. He's just like them.
I do believe that that thought exactly got you quite the amount of attention from a certain Julie Kleff on Twitter.
Actually, no.
The other
no. It was Klaus's speech.
Oh, it was Klaus.
which was another favorite.
I knew it was somebody, like, it was dropping, like, a mad speech on somebody, but I couldn't remember if it was him or...
I was giving Klaus Michelsen mad props for his epic speeches of just... He also dropped some truth bombs, too. There were truth bombs just being dropped all over the place in this episode. And it was great.
Well, Vincent's truth bombs were definitely on point, that's for sure.
If anyone touches Vincent, I'm really going to get upset. Because you need to stop killing all my favorite characters. It's getting annoying.
Yeah. They just need to stop killing characters in general, regardless of if they're my favorite or not, because it's getting ridiculous.
That too. Detective Kinney seems to be in, I'm not going to say life-threatening danger, since actually he could be, I don't know. Nobody's safe on this show. But he got bit by a vampire, which fueled Vincent's truth bomb dropping speech, and, I find it weird, almost, that he's kind of, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to become, like, the new human faction leader or if they're just going to, like, completely disregard him next season. But I would like to see more because we literally, there's no more humans left on the show.
Yeah.
And we need some.
Depleted. But, yeah, I liked how... I feel like Vincent is going to find some way, especially now that he was able to sever the ties from the ancestors. Like, he's probably going to take back leadership of the witches in some way. And now that they've kind of, well, that Marcel has driven Klaus and his family away, he's like how he went and told off Marcel. I feel like Vincent's going to be the one ruling the show as much as Marcel wishes he was trying to get his city back or whatever. I feel like it's going to be more about the witches taking back the city than Marcel being, like, the king again. If they do show what's going on in New Orleans, because who knows at this point with everybody else.
I feel... Yeah, I think they're all going to get healed, and then they're going to come up with a plan to take down Marcel and take back the city. I don't know. But then it's kind of like season one, where everybody's, like, fighting for control over the city again. So it's kind of like, do you really want to go back that way? I don't know where it's going. I never know where the show is going. It's always just like a... Just sit there and watch it, and good luck. Good luck surviving it.
Yep, basically.
Another one of my favorite scenes was the Klaus and Elijah talk and hug, and I was a mess. I was crying.
Yeah. Just the whole, like, the second Elijah was like, shit, I was like, I swear to God, anything happens to him, I'm out. I was like, I'm walking away, and I'm out. I can't, can't even, I'm not about to.
Klaus's like, face when he saw Cole and Elijah get bit was, like, the worst thing ever. And then when Elijah's like, you need to take care of them. You need to make sure everyone's okay. You need to make sure, and I'm like, can you not? Can you stop?
Not, I just, you just know, Elijah, you're going to live forever. Literally, forever.
Of course, and then they started with a nice Haley and Elijah love scene in the morning. I was just kind of like.
Yeah, I was not opposed to seeing.
I was not opposed either, but
like
I'm
that.
Like, all right, something's happening to one of them because this is too
well, yeah.
much happy.
And if somebody gets to be happy, that means that they're doomed.
Yep. You're not allowed to be happy on this show.
Yep, that's definitely the rule.
I want to know how these vampires got to New Orleans so fast. Because it was literally, like, what, not even 24 hours?
People.
Like, even with vamp speed, you still have to take a plane from Europe to New Orleans, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't see how they could vamp speed across the water. I don't know. It bothered me. Oh, and another thing that happened, Rebecca was back. For her one episode of the season.
Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca.
Just to see her, like, with Marcel. And just, yeah, just to see, like, how he was.
I'm kind of over her and Marcel.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, she's, like, not
I think,
the show anymore. So, like, what's the point of...
Yeah, I think that might be why, because they're never together anymore, so it's like, I don't know, I just didn't buy the whole, like, oh, I would never hurt you, but I'm going to kill your entire family. Like, I'm pretty sure that's going to hurt her. It might not be physically, but definitely emotionally. Like, I don't know how he thought she'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Like, I'm just going to take down your whole family. It's fine.
It's fine. They're all going to die horrible, painful deaths. But, you know, we can go, you know, run away together. It'll be great. Don't forget, I'm more powerful than you. Like, Marcel and his power trips, were just it just aggravates the crap out of me all the time.
Yeah. He cares a little too much. I mean, obviously, so does Klaus. But about being in power and not wanting to look weak and having to be... the top dog.
Which is basically Klaus. But Klaus does it.
Well, yeah. Marcel is like how Klaus was when he was on the Vampire Diaries. Like, very...
Yeah.
Like, very, like, short-tempered and has to just kind of, like, doesn't think things through and is very, like, just reacts with the most extreme
impulsive.
Things. Yeah, very impulsive. And... obviously, Klaus is still kind of like that, because he still wants to make...
Klaus has definitely grown quite a
yeah.
bit.
He still wants to, like, if somebody hurts him, he still wants to make them pay, and obviously he wants to teach people lessons, like, that they can't, like, kind of walk all over him. But I feel like this season, he's kind of had that... whole thing has taken like a hit and he's had to like reevaluate his life, and that obviously is why he decided to go to the trial when his family was dying, and cause that was like all he could do, and just to kind of see him finally I feel like this is like one of not the first selfless thing he's ever really done, but basically
kinda
pretty much like he that's the thing, but, like, this is, like, that's, like, for the first time he really made, like, a true sacrifice.
Yeah, truly selfless.
There was nothing in it for him. Like, he did it because
he wanted to save his family. Like, he wasn't going to get anything besides, I mean, obviously besides having his family. But he really gained nothing personally, like, from it, besides saving the people that he loved. So that was, like, interesting.
Yeah, I was proud of Klaus, not going to lie. I was proud to see the... Yeah, I did think that, too, though, when I saw Marcel and he was, like, sitting on the throne and acting all, like, high and mighty. And I'm like, you're, like, you're season two Klaus of the Vampire Diaries right now.
Yeah. Yep.
And the fact that they have not solved the Marcel problem, I feel like he's going to be the big bad for next season, and that kind of upsets me because I don't like him being the evil, plotty, like, I'm going to kill everybody type.
Unless they take this as an opportunity where they bring, like, obviously Marcel's just going to be hanging out as this, like, more powerful being, and if there is some kind of, if there is a time jump, then it'll have been, like, years have passed, so maybe then Klaus will have, like, grown, and he'll just be able to accept the fact that Marcel and him are, like, more, I mean, less than equals now, but, like, Marcel is, like, his superior in a way, in terms of, like, physical power.
I don't know
if
Klaus can grow that much. Let's not get out of hand here.
Hey, you never know. Three years of, like, torture? You never know.
I feel like
really...
he's just going to come out super mad and, like, want to kill him. I don't think Klaus really forgiving him for this. Even though he kind of admitted that he deserved it, and he was kind of like, yeah, I did. I killed your wife. I did this. I did that. You're welcome. And I love how he was like, you all are here because of me and because I allow you to be. And I was like, yes, you tell him. I do, even though it was very, like, the whole point of that speech was to talk his way out of hell, as Rebecca said. I loved it. I love when he goes on his brawling speeches of, like, I am better than you, and you're just going to have to deal with it. He just does it so well. Marcel doesn't have the Klaus Michelson-ness to him. I don't know what it is.
He doesn't have a British.
He doesn't have it. Lucian had it. Lucian had it.
Yeah, because he still had a British accent.
It must be the accents. It's the accents.
I think it is. I think that's why.
It must be the accents. Yep. Because Elijah has it.
Elijah's speeches, I'm like, yep, you tell it. You tell it, babe. Vincent is the anomaly, though, because his speeches are pretty epic and he doesn't have any kind of accent.
His are, too. He doesn't have an accent. So,
he does have kind of an accent, but it's not like a foreign accent. It's a American, a different dialect of, like, American accent.
Yeah. I don't know. Marcel, you just don't stand up to these guys. Go learn an accent. Go get an accent, and then we'll talk.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Is there anything else we didn't talk about that you wanted to discuss? I think we kind of pretty much covered most of it.
Yeah, I think we got it. The fact that we don't really know what's going to happen. I think that's just the takeaway.
That's how we end pretty much every episode. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen. Now we have to wait until 2017, guys, because it is a mid-season premiere. I don't know why they decided to do this. I'm kind of not happy about it because I look forward to my fall shows. Vampire Diaries, I don't think they have, last I checked, they had not released a schedule for them either. So I don't know if they're also going to be a mid-season premiere. I don't know.
I thought I saw that Vampire Diaries is staying on Fridays in the fall.
Oh, is it? There you go. if she's wrong, it's Emily's fault. So good. No. Be sure to check out our website, thevro.com. Like us on Facebook at Variety Radio Online. Excuse me, Variety Radio Online. Follow us on Twitter at thevro, Tumblr, and Instagram. We are also over on Audioboom and iTunes. And we will see you in 2017. But be sure to keep up with us on social media, as we'll be posting a bunch of news, because I'm sure a lot of more information is going to be coming our way as far as the originals and the Vampire Diaries. So, yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Rachel EP. That's RaecheLEP. And Emily, where can we find you?
It's at EMKONOPKA.
There you go. All right, we will see you next year. Just kidding. We also do Once Upon a Time, and that's coming back in the fall. So,
woo!
We'll see you over there. Bye, guys. Yeah.